The war on coal is a catchphrase typically used by industry backers to rally against the Obama administration. But in his new book, Coal Wars, author Richard Martin comes at the issue from the other side. In addition to being an author, Martin works for Navigant Research, one of the world's leading renewable energy consulting firms. And as he explained in an interview with Wyoming Public Radio's Stephanie Joyce, while he sees coal's decline as inevitable, the book is his attempt to understand what that means for people in coal country.
What I set out to do was to really report in a clear-eyed way on the human drama associated with this huge shift that's going on away from coal. And that shift is a fact. Regardless of how you feel about it, it is happening. It's happening in the U.S., it's happening in Asian countries, it's happening in Europe.
Let me bring this home here to Wyoming. Obviously, in 2014 here in Wyoming, coal production was actually up. It increased. And I think it's a little hard to see in this state that the coal industry's demise or the shift away from coal is something that is on the immediate horizon. I guess what in your reporting led you to that conclusion?
That is true. And in fact, the section of the book that talks about Wyoming and some of the other western states is actually called The Surge. And so I'm not blind to the fact. I mean, I was at the North Antelope Rochelle mine, watched those hundreds of railway cars being filled every minute with tons of coal and being shipped all across the country. So yeah, what you're seeing is certainly production is up, and companies like Peabody, which operates the North Antelope Rochelle mine, are shipping lots of coal. But if you look at what Peabody Energy, what they're looking toward as the future of their company and where they're going to sell coal is in Asia. It's not in the U.S. It's not even in Europe. It is in Asia, and they're banking on China's use of coal to continue to go up for the next 25 years or so.
Yeah, I do want to come back to China in a moment, but for a second, I'm going to stick here in Wyoming. If, as you say, the coal industry in Wyoming is doing well now but won't be doing well in the future, and there needs to be an alternative to coal, you suggest in your chapter on Wyoming that perhaps, you know, the state could be returned to the bison, or that the people of the state should focus on farming and ranching instead of mineral extraction. And I don't think many people here in Wyoming would see those as viable alternatives to the coal industry. So if, in fact, the coal industry is in decline here in Wyoming, what should the state be doing about it?
I'm not sure that I actually recommended those steps. There are most definitely people in the High Plains talking about, you know, returning the plains to the bison and going back to agriculture, et cetera. You know, those $75,000 a year coal mining jobs that go to people with a high school education, they've disappeared in Appalachia. And I would argue that if you look at those broader trends, they're not going to be there for the next generation. They may be there for the people, you know, in their 40s and 50s in Wyoming till they retire, but they're not going to be there for their kids. And so what is going to replace those jobs? I'm not sure. You know, if you look at Appalachia, the prospects are fairly bleak for communities that have become heavily reliant on fossil fuels, particularly coal. And I don't think that the elected officials or the industry officials are doing anyone any favors by keeping their head in the sand, as it were.
Turning to China, obviously China is the world's largest coal producer and its largest coal consumer. I think most people would agree that if China doesn't cut back on its coal consumption, the U.S. can do whatever it wants to its coal industry, and it doesn't really make a difference. What made you sure that China will act?
At least at the central government level, there's a very clear understanding that they can't continue to poison their atmosphere and their environment at the rate they've been doing it, because the people will no longer accept it. There's this basic bargain that the government has made with the people of China that we will give you 10% economic growth every year, and you will accept political acquiescence and a ruined environment. And that bargain is quickly evaporating. And there's a chapter in the book about sort of the dawning environmental consciousness in China. So yes, they are serious about moving away from particularly dirty sources of energy, for example, coal.
What should people in coal country take away from your book?
These trends are not going away. Even if a Republican president takes office after a Barack Obama, the coal industry's future is limited, and banking on mining coal for the next 50 years or so as the economic engine for your community is not going to be a sustainable source of prosperity, and you've got to start thinking about these transitions. You can either be driving the car, you can be dragged behind the bumper, and unfortunately a lot of people in Appalachia are finding themselves today being dragged behind the bumper.
Thank you for speaking with me.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.